If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city, Chicago, Friday, April 1st. It was chilly. I was working the early shift on WGN Radio. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. My name is Surratt. More than 3 million people live in the city. When they get hungry, we go to work. Lieutenant, how are you?
Good morning.
Were you going to wish me a happy April Fool's Day?
Yeah, well, you know, every day's Fool's Day for a police officer. So.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you get more than your share of crank calls at the station.
It's funny, we did get one last night. Somebody called up, it was acting all weird.
I think we need to get to work here because I know you have a lot to report. And when you are not here, you're taking a bite out of crime. But when you're with us, you take a bite out of everything else. What did you check out this week?
Well, I had an urge. I don't know why, to find a British food. I was reading some book or something. I don't know. So I wanted to find a British restaurant in Chicago, and I was able to find one called the Pleasant House Pub at 2119 South Halsted.
Now, it used to be that the reputation there in England about food was not good, but in recent years that's changed. What kind of food does this place have?
Well, they have, first of all, I know there's a reputation for being bland, but they have Scotch eggs, which I have had before without realizing that they were some British thing. But Scotch eggs, which is a hard-boiled egg wrapped in sausage, and then they're fried in some kind of batter. Mm-hmm. So it's like this little round ball of loveliness. And
yum.
Really good Scotch eggs at the Pleasant House Pub. And they do it with the stone ground mustard. So you dip a little bit in the mustard. It's great.
I like that mustard.
Yeah.
Jay Leno used to do a bit in his routine about bad food in the UK. He would say it was something like, if you go to the dumpster in the back of any restaurant in the United States and pull out what they throw out, that's what's on the menu at the pubs in England.
I don't think so. I mean, they're known for meat pie, savory pies. Mm-hmm. And so I had a steak and ale pie at Pleasant House Pub, and it's really good. I mean, it's the whole thing is crusted. It's like those old pot pies, but you know, high end, not the, you know, those dollar pot pies you used to buy when you were young. But
I don't think I ever bought those. Not me.
but they these are really good. They're very flaky crust, and it's like a stew inside of a crust, so a pie, and it was very good. And they have fish and chips is a traditional.
Yeah, well, that's good stuff.
Yeah, so they had good fish and chips, and they also had bangers and mash, which I always love, which is really just what we would call breakfast sausages, thick breakfast sausages with mashed potatoes. But
is this place, I mean, is it popular? Has it been there a while? What do we know about this?
You know, I don't know how long it's been. They've been there a couple of years, I think, because there's a painting on the wall of the name of a town in Wales, and it's in Welsh. And they said they had been there long enough that they had a following of Welsh people, and they asked them to honor their town, which got wiped out in a flood, which is completely unpronounceable to those of us in America because nobody speaks Welsh here. Yeah. I mean, it's all consonants. It's worse than speaking Polish.
It's in Pilsen, right?
Right. Yeah. So, and it's also a great neighborhood to walk around in. There's a nice coffee tea shop across the street, and Pilsen is a really fun neighborhood. And I think when I was a kid, I always thought it was kind of a bad neighborhood, but now it's got these great little restaurants. It's very walkable. It's right down near Talia Hall, which has great shows. And so, yeah, Pilsen's a great neighborhood to walk around in. And this is a little nice little cafe. In the summer, obviously, the front opens up, and they've got a little outdoor area. So,
all right. Well, if you feel adventurous, Pleasant House Pub is at 2119 South Halstead in Chicago.
Yeah, and you can take some pies home. They got take-and-bake pies, and for a little bit extra, you can get your pie topped with mashed potatoes, like a little cupcake sort of thing.
All right. Well, I've got another idea for my lunch today or dinner. I'll tell you about that in a minute. We'll get to your dessert, too. It's Lieutenant David Haynes. He wrote the book, The Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. More to come momentarily. It's our Friday food feature with Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department, and I see you've got something nice from a bakery over there.
Yeah, I did. You know, I usually try to stay in the same neighborhoods or some theme when I do this, but we had a new bakery open up on Milwaukee Avenue, and you know, it's in my neighborhood, and all the neighbors are excited about it. We've been waiting for a long time for New Paradise Bakery at 5742 North Milwaukee, and it's the old Gladstone Park Bakery that shut down about a decade ago, and it's been sitting there, and they started building it at the beginning of the pandemic, and so everybody there was lines the first day, and I was talking to Vito over there, and
Vito, so it's an Italian bakery.
Uh-huh. Actually, this is the second New Paradise. The original New Paradise is in Palermo, Sicily.
No kidding.
And so executive chef came over from the old bakery in the old country and opened up this bakery here, and it's a bakery and a, how did I phrase this? Gelateria, where they have gelato, too. They have homemade gelato. Fresh made every day.
This sounds authentic.
Yeah. And the as a matter of fact, speaking of authentic, the cannolis, which I brought some here for you, the cannoli cream is made from sheep's milk. It's imported from Sicily.
No kidding.
Yeah, so they bring it all the way from Sicily to make these cannolis, and they're really good. So
I would think they'd be lining up at this bakery.
Yeah, they were lining up the first few days, and I've been in there a couple times this week.
Right there
by the house. So they have great cannolis, and the mini cannolis is what I brought here. I like the big cannolis are a little too much.
Yes, I agree.
But they also have the cannoli cream in. They have like. Cream puffs made out of cannoli cream, and they have what's called a traditional cassata, which is a sponge cake with sweetened ricotta and liqueur and chocolate chips and candied fruit. And, yeah, some really good stuff. They make this great seven-layer cake that my wife got me for my birthday last week, and it was it's like chocolate frosted with ganache in it, and there's all seven different layers of yumminess. It's really good.
Happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Tell me more about the gelato, because the one I always like is a good chocolate gelato, just a simple chocolate.
Yeah, they have 18 flavors a day. The guy was telling me they actually have 137 flavors total, that the recipes they brought over with them, but they have 18 flavors a day. They're going to be expanding as the summer warms up, and they're going to have 15 tables outside, and they're going to be staying open later, because I'm telling you, the neighbors are going to come out for the gelato. But it's so they have 18 different flavors. They kind of rotate, and they make it fresh every day right in-house in the back.
Definitely going to stop at this place, New Paradise Bakery, 5742 North Milwaukee in Chicago.
Yeah, if they stay open late enough for when I go to work, call me and I'll meet you.
It's a deal. We've got the news on the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up. Right now, it's restaurant news. What's on your list, Lieutenant?
Well, I have Dat Donuts at 8251 South Cottage Grove reopened. It was closed down. The city inspected it, and there was some problems with the building, nothing having to do with the food prep. I wanted to make sure.
You weren't involved in that shutdown.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I go there and inspect a lot of things, but usually it's the chocolate. And the
you inspect a lot of things. And, you know, I was thinking about you, this story about the Brown Sugar Bakery. Didn't we talk about that?
We did, yeah. Yeah. And matter of fact, we talked about it, and then based on our discussion, Kamala Harris went there to have some caramel cake. I'm sure that's,
Of course.
Hey, post hoc ergo propter hoc. But so they had somebody drove in. They had a hit and run. Somebody drove right into the front of the building.
Right.
Well, I tried to call down there to find out because they used to have that street had a whole bunch of outdoor seating that was like all the businesses got together and made this little sort of promenade. Apparently, that's not there anymore because this guy went plowed right into the building, cost $20,000 worth of damage. But they opened up the next day. They were able to open up, and so they're going to fix all their problems there.
328 East 75th.
Yeah, my computer just shut down. But yeah,
it's all in your head, Lieutenant. Yeah. You don't need that.
The addresses. I'm terrible with addresses. I could tell you a story.
What's the deal on this bagel place you went to for ice cream?
Oh no, I went out for ice cream. My wife and I went out for ice cream to Jenny's over by Wrigley Field.
Uh huh.
And they have everything bagel ice cream, which I was like,
a Jenny's flavor.
Yeah, it's a new flavor they got. I don't know if it's a limited flavor, limited time flavor. And so I tried some of it, and it was very interesting. I really didn't expect it to be good, but it was. You know, we didn't think salted caramel was good 5 years ago, but this is, you know, it's got sort of a savory flavor, a sweet flavor. It's a weird combination, but for some reason, it seems to work.
Yeah, might be too sophisticated for me, but I'll try it. You know what I want to do today for lunch? Monty's, because they're open again at 4757 North Tallman.
Yeah.
What's that great sandwich they have there?
Oh, they have Philly cheesesteak, but
yeah.
I
want to stop by there today.
Yeah, I forgot. Got the name of the one that I like the best. It's with all the jalapenos on it. It's funny. Monty's opened up. It looks exactly the same as before the fire.
I'm happy about that.
They did everything.
why improve on perfection?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Talk to you again next week.
Hey, let's be careful out here.